Good morning. It's 7:27 a.m. on April the 1st. No joke, 2014. I got my act together and got out on the road at 7 o'clock, or very nearly. And I wanted to get out before the day got away from me. I've been lax about sleeping in and not getting out at the right time. And because I don't get out on time, then as you're aware, I don't get out at all because the day gets away. So yeah, there's no April Fool's joke here today. I don't generally partake. No, 17 minutes flat, not bad. It wasn't a big push, but I worked up a sweat because I was cold. It's 30 degrees out here. I'm in my fleece. I'm in my fleece today. I'm looking over at the end of the month on my calendar this morning, and I've not kept up on keeping the calendar updated, which is a bit awkward because now I've got to go back and try to remember what I did. And in reality, this is the kind of day, this is the kind of period where I go, seriously? You're a full-time author and that's all you did? But the truth is that the path is not linear. As much as I would like it to be, as much as I would like to say, okay, well, I'm going to do this amount every day of this kind of work, and when I get to the end of those hours, or I get to the end of this time period, then I will have this part done. And despite my experience to the contrary, multiple projects on multiple occasions, on multiple instances, in multiple domains, I continue to pursue that misguided notion. Which is a bit of a problem, because the reality is that's not how it works. Now, part of it is self-discipline, part of it is time management, part of it is, okay, yeah, I'm just pissing about. But the problem is that for a lot of what feels like just pissing about, and what looks like just pissing about, turns up later in my work as, oh, yeah, yeah, that's where this goes, that's where this applies, this is where this thing works. Now, I talked about that with my therapist. Now, interestingly, I've had two other people in therapy. I won't mention names because that would be rude. I've had two other people in therapy tell me they're a little leery because their therapist is telling them the things that they want to hear, what I called I accused my therapist of being an enabler. And she laughed. Because basically what I meant was that she was telling me things that it gave me an excuse to not do the work. And do the work, and this is a lot of where the family of origin, cultural indoctrination comes in, because doing the work is in my internal wiring. Doing the work is putting in the time, and in my current field of artist or author, putting in the time doesn't necessarily result in product. Now, you do have to put in the time, but there won't be a product. But forcing yourself to put in the time when the project isn't ready yet, when your brain hasn't really, or my brain, hasn't really established what that is. Oh, and thanks for all of the feedback on South Coast. There's a lot of really good stuff there. And one of the things I think it was Tara Lee said was that these planets are huge, and they're in terms of development, they're ridiculously small. The development levels are ridiculously tiny. The number of people on the planet is, on a percentage basis, stupidly small. It's barely a toehold, which has led me to the solution to one of the problems that I've been playing with on one of the other series. I won't say which one. That's sort of been working its way through my brain to give me a solution that I really like, and I will incorporate that into Cape Grace. We'll plant a few seeds in Cape Grace that will blossom later. With any luck, they'll be subtle seeds. So yeah, there's this, back to topic, there's this sense, this sort of blue-collar mentality that says, all right, you've got to work 8 to 5 with an hour for lunch, and it's a piecework rate kind of thinking. It's like, well, you know, you got to do so many words a day, or so many words an hour, or whatever. Yeah, well, there's a certain truth to it. As I've proved over and over, when I sit down to write, the writing flows. But basically, when I sit down to write, it flows because I've been thinking about it and letting it percolate. And perhaps more precisely, not thinking exactly about it, but thinking around the peripheries, thinking about other things. So, yeah, my therapist has been working with me on this idea of what constitutes work and what constitutes work ethic, and the debilitating power of should. And I think I talked about this before. The psychosis arises in failing to accept and integrate the portions of yourself in ways that are meaningful. And one of the avoidance techniques is to deny. This denial idea is a should thing. It's like, oh, well, this is what I do, but I should be doing that, denying the validity of what I am doing. The problem with this turns out that the amount of effort expended in denial is apparently way more than the amount of acceptance needed to, or the amount of energy needed to accept and then choose how to respond. So a psychotic person who likes to kill people, you know, if they fight their inner demon and deny that they really like to kill people, which is sort of like, I don't know if that's psychotic or sociopathic. Probably sociopathic. Anyway, if they deny that they like to kill people, what happens is that every once in a while they have to go out and kill people in order to bleed off the built-up tension in their lives. Something that you will see in future books. And the reality is that it would be much more advantageous to that individual to accept that, yeah, they like to kill people, but that's just part of who they are, and they can choose not to. That choosing not to, because killing people has some considerable downsides, not the least of which is you have to be in hiding most of your life, and you have to take all of these other extra kinds of steps and processes and procedures in order to avoid the ramifications of... Good morning.
Good morning.
Avoid the ramifications of your predilection. So there's a balancing act. It's like, well, yeah, I'm going to choose not to kill anybody today because I don't want to go into hiding again. Okay, yeah, that's from a psychological standpoint, that's a healthy outlook. And taking that to the idea of an artist, I can choose not to write today because I need to do research. I need to let a story percolate. I need to monk pull. I need to feed the beast. I need to, as Seven Habits has it, I need to sharpen the saw. Sharpen the saw, by the way, does not mean improve skills. That's a misconception. I'm not sure what that is. But sharpening the saw has to do with taking time out from the actual work to refresh yourself, to sharpen the saw, to take a file to the dulled teeth so that when it's reapplied, it's sharper. I suppose it could refer to training, in as much as that's sharpening a skill, but it's not always, and it's not strictly about training. Part of it is about other things, particularly for creative people. It's recharging the battery. It's refilling the creative well. And I've done nothing this quarter. Oh my God, first quarter's over. 9 months, 8 books. Can he do it? No. No, he probably can't. That's not... Well, that sounds sort of negative. It's also a reassessment of what I think might be possible. I've done almost nothing on full share. I've got no progress on double share, getting that into paperback. So, yeah, today I'm going to work with the daughter, so there's probably going to be writing involved. She needs to have a little bit of peer pressure. And the other day, it worked very well. She had to do an essay and get it ready to go and get it out. And so I called her on the carpet and said, okay, you and I, at the table, bring your writing tools. We're going to write. And it worked out really good. It worked out really, really well. I got a good piece out of it. She finished her essay, and she's like, it sucks, but it's done. It's like, well, you know, sucks, but done is a lot better than agonizing over it and not having it done. At least sucks and done is you can turn it in. And she still has 3 more to do before the end of the week. Today's already Tuesday. So, yeah, we need to get her moving. Perhaps today will be the day. The wife needs to go to work today. She didn't yesterday. She was sick. So I'm hopeful, meaning I am filled with hope, that she will go. And I hope she will go hopefully, meaning I hope she will go filled with hope herself. So anyway, yeah, and it's one of those interesting things, and I think I've talked about it before, about the path is being circular. Meandering. I can't have written the books that I have written if I hadn't taken the path that I took. So if I had started writing these books when I was 20, they would be very different books. They would be much different books. They would not be... they wouldn't have the benefit of my additional 40 years of experience and expertise, of my outlook, of my experiences involving fatherhood and divorce and relationships and all the rest. So yeah, well, there's part of me that says, oh, if I had only... And the other part of me, the part of me that is currently trying to keep the things that I've learned in therapy at the fore part of my brain in order to manage the depression that comes along with the sort of should factor. It's like, the other part of me says, yeah, but you wouldn't have written books that were as successful. It would be unlikely. I would say, shouldn't you? Wouldn't have. You didn't, couldn't have, because there's no way to tell that. But part of it is having written thousands of blog posts over the years, having written dozens of journal articles over the years, having written my dissertation, having written a lot of books that I started and never finished because, quite frankly, they were stupid. having written tons of short stories and having them rejected because, frankly, they were stupid. There's a reason for that. There's a reason that this stuff happened. And I, to waste energy, to waste a mental bandwidth on, oh, I should be doing, is kind of counterproductive. No, it's not kind of counterproductive. It's absolutely counterproductive. So April, first day. I'd say rabbit, but I already been talking to my wife. It doesn't really matter anymore. And I've been talking to you for so long, it doesn't, also doesn't matter. The clouds are burning off. Yesterday was a pretty day. I'll give it that. It was really pretty. But it was one of those blustery days where, and the wind cut. Oh, God, it cut. I was outside a couple of times during the day, and it's like, seriously? This is not something I'm going to be out in. So that was also a factor in having my day blow up on me before I got a chance to go walking. Like, well, maybe if I wait another hour, the wind will go down. It didn't. It just got stronger through the day. It's kind of a pain. It has warmed up nicely here, though. I've worked up a bit of a sweat. I'm going to take the gloves off because I don't need them. I do have the fleece hood on, so that's keeping my head and neck warm. Beautiful day. Spring is in the air. This grass is turning greenish down close to the ground. We've had a lot of moisture. Even my lawn is beginning to green up a little bit. We've had True Green out doing spring aeration and overseed in order to try to get a boost on the year's lawn. We've had several years of really crappy lawns, in large part because of the irrigation problems. But having spent the money to get the irrigation problems fixed last year, the lawn should be nicely watered over the course of this year, which means it should come back. I've already put the mowing the front lawn, mowing the backyard on my weekly to-do list. I'll start that this week. I need to give the lawn a good close trim to get it evened up and started in a proper manner. And luckily, True Green came yesterday to take care of that, so I'll have... I need to let it sit for at least 24 hours before I go out and do anything on it. But that's over around noon today, and so trimming the grass tomorrow shouldn't be a problem. I see a lot of fences that need to be reestablished. It's also an odd plank laying here on the sidewalk. Like it came from my fence, but I can't see the missing spot. I wonder if it's in the back. Doesn't seem likely, but I suppose it could be. Eighteen minutes on the back side, 17 and a half on the front side. That's pretty good. That's not bad. Great way to start the month. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.